Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 27. Now, Jesus is preaching. And he said, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. Old John Trapp said, just rake it clean. You'd rather have it empty than have it full of filth. He said, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. In Homer's Odyssey, there's a story in that famous classic that he wrote. And in that story, there's a certain island that's inhabited by these little sea creatures that they call sea nymphs. And the island was called the Island of Cyrene. And ships, the story goes, that ships would go sailing near this island. And these ships were pulled towards this island with this strong, compelling force. And as that ship was being pulled towards this island, these sea creatures and these sea nymphs would begin to sing these songs that would captivate men's attention. Not only captivate them, but would tempt them. These men, in listening to these songs, and listening to this strong melody that come off this island, these men would forget about home. They would forget about their wives, forget about their children. They would forget about everything that was dear to them. And they would jump overboard to get to this island, and their bodies were hurled by the sea upon the rocks, and the rocks would just break their bodies all to pieces. And they said the bodies of broken men were just strewn up and down the islands, up and down the shores upon this island. They called it the price of yielding to the songs of Cyrene. There's a Cyrene song in our society today that's pulling men. Listen, pornography in this country has so much power and so much pull, it's destroying and wrecking lives from the highest seat in our society to the lowest in the streets. Pornography has a power that promises forbidden love, promises hidden fun, promises imaginable pleasures. Its melodies and images leads men so close to the shores of destruction that they're jumping overboard and they're being slung into the rocks of destruction. They're losing their lives. They're losing their wives. They're losing their homes. They're losing their children. They're losing their futures. They're losing everything. Losing it all to this thing called pornography. Homer's hero in the book was Odysseus, and Odysseus found a way to avoid the Cyrene song. And as his ship began to sail near that island that so many others had lost their lives, he took his men and he put wax in their ears. And then he had himself tied to the mast of the ship, the main mast, so that the island and the songs wouldn't tear him loose to destroy his life like so many others. The lure of porn is coming into this country from every direction. It's coming in. It's coming in upon our lives. It's coming into our homes from every direction. There's not one thing that you can name tonight that pornography hadn't got its tentacles into. It's coming in through the televisions, pouring volumes of hell's sewer right into our homes. It's coming in through music, glorifying the images. It's coming in through advertisement. Advertisement uses porn to sell its products. Movies, they glamorize it. It's coming in through the videos so that people can have their secret pleasures. It's coming in through the telephone so people can fill their ears with forbidden words. It's coming in through the computers so that they can fill their eyes with the images of hell. It's coming in through the billboards so that you can keep your mind off heaven. You keep your mind only on it when you're driving down the road. It's coming in through the bookstores. Every bookstore you go in displays it. It's coming in through the newspapers. They undress their world in our homes, even in the newspapers. You can't name one thing that pornography hadn't got a hold of. Not a thing. You'd better find more than wax to stick in your ears to get away from this power. That wax you better stick in your ears better be the grace of God. Because that's the only thing that your ears is ever going to give you any hope of escape. And that mask you better tie yourself to is called the cross of Calvary. Because that's the only thing that can defeat it. There is nothing else. There's not a program. There's not a medicine. There's nothing that can defeat pornography. Outside of the grace of God. Listen, we live in Noah's day. Noah said that the sons, in Noah's day, it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them. And there and now every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Listen, the magic of makeup can make the ugliest girl in the world attractive today. Hey, the daughters of men are fair. And they turn the heads of every male. And now their thoughts are evil continually. We live in Noah's day. We live in Paul's perilous times, where men are lovers of pleasure and enjoy their unnatural affections. We live in John's vision of the future, where John said the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. The thing about the world, they enjoy watching her. We live in Jude's warning, where he said in Jude 19, "These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit." Listen, they separated themselves from holiness. They separated themselves from the Holy Bible. They separated themselves from the house of God. They separated themselves from hope. They separated themselves from heaven. They separated themselves from honesty. They separated themselves, having not the Spirit. I'm telling you, this world and all this pornography crowd separated themselves from God. We live in Peter's prophecy when he preached, they have eyes full of adultery. We live in James when he said, "Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the church." We live in the times that Jesus said in our text, "I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already in his heart." We live today fixing to enter a new millennium. And the world's excited about it. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a millennium of misery. Can I tell you why? Because the fruits of this past century are going to ripen into destruction in the next millennium. You see, forbidden sins are now public pleasure. There's no turning back. The seed's in the ground. And whatsoever man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. I'm telling you, they done sowed this filth in this soil, and you're going to live to see the most abominable things that you ever imagined come out of this next millennium. There's a fearful day approaching. Jude said, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." You say, why is he coming? To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all of their ungodly deeds which they've ungodly committed. And don't look for the government to help us, because porn is protected by the government in its free speech. Don't look for the government to protect us. Look for God to punish us because of our enjoyment of such pornography things. promoters for porn say that the Constitution protects it. That's why you can't get rid of it. Promoters for porn call it a victimless crime. Promoters for porn say to legalize porn will cause an increase in porn to decrease. Promoters for it say it's a harmless entertainment. This is what they argue before our government. This is what they say when they stand and argue that it's protected by the Constitution. Nothing can be done about it because the public wants it. That's what they told the government. And our government said amen to it. Listen, the devil and hell have joined forces with the hearts of wicked men to demoralize, destroy, to damn, to darken every mind. Can I tell you, this is a conspiracy to get every mind. It don't just want the world. It don't just want their children. It wants every child. It wants every mind. It wants every marriage. It wants every man. It wants every mother. It wants every mother's child. You're caught in the middle of the worst invasion ever to come upon the shores of America. This army of pornography is an army out of hell. Its troops are soldiers of sex, and they determined to seduce and rape this land. They want to take everybody prisoner. They want to tie everybody down. They want to torture every mind with a filth until we submit to it. They want to tear every life apart. They want to torment us to death. They want to terrorize our children and turn our country into Sodom and Gomorrah. That's exactly what they want to do. Listen to me, porn wants every virgin. Porn does not want one virgin girl. That's why they have to teach them all that sex education and all that starting in the third and fourth grade. Porn doesn't want a virgin. It wants every virgin on the altar of passion. It wants every virtue. You know what porn wants to do? It wants to get its hands around every virtue and strangle it to death till there's not one decent thought in this whole land. Not one. It wants everybody a victim. It wants every mind vile. It wants every thought evil continually. It wants to vex our righteous souls with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And can I tell you today why Christianity is not rising up and marching and crying against it? Because she's lived daily listening to the conversations of the wicked, because her soul is vexed and she does not have the desire to fight it because she's so used to it. That's why the church ain't fighting it. That's why ain't nobody preaching against it. Because they're done used to it. We see it every day. We see it every hour. Behind. Listen, you can't go nowhere. You can't go to the grocery store, it ain't there. You can't read the newspaper, it ain't there. You can't look at a billboard, it's not there. You can't even get behind a car in your neighborhood, it's not there. You can't watch a movie. You can't listen to radio that porn has not broken through. And behind every dirty picture, and behind every half-exposed magazine cover, there's a home destroyed. It looks so innocent. She's half-dressed. Behind every picture, there's a home destroyed. Behind every picture, there's a child without a family. Behind every picture, there's a man in prison. I've walked them sections where they put them boys that have lost their minds to porn and all this crazy mess and filth and abomination in this country. And I've walked the halls in them prison, and they've got their cells wallpaper with the most filthiest pictures in the world. And they look and stare at that all day long, dreaming of the day they got out. And I could preach until you vomit, telling you what some of them boys have done to American women and American boys when they got out of these prisons. I can't even preach this like I want to preach it. I can't tell you the stuff that I read and saw trying to put this thing together. There's no way to do it. Only God, the Holy Ghost, can take it and put a fear and a hatred in a heart for it. Behind every picture, there's a woman assaulted. Behind every picture, there's a marriage torn apart. Behind every innocent picture you see on a magazine rack, there's a dead victim. Behind every picture, there's a demented mind. There's a boy that ain't ever going to be a man and never be a father. There's a girl that'll never be a mother, never be a lady. Behind every picture, there's a suicide. Behind every picture, there's a drug addict. Behind them all. Porn is a hot lava that is slowly burning its way across America, destroying everything in its path. Let me tell you this. It cannot be stopped. Cannot be stopped. It ain't something that we wish could go away. It's not going away. A federal judge has ruled the First Amendment gives every individual, a man or a woman, a boy or girl, the right to keep porn in their lockers in school, in their dormitories, in restrooms, in homes, and their bedroom. They got the right. Federal government's given them the right. 2 days ago in Wichita Falls, you listen to this. I have to read this because you'll think I'm making this one up. A federal judge Tuesday ordered that 2 picture books with gay themes be returned to the children's area of the city library. United States District Judge Jerry Buckmeyer of Dallas granted a restraining order sought by the ACLU that the books Daddy's Roommate and Heather Has Two Mamas are directed at children with gay parents. And earlier this month, the city council ordered these books removed from the juvenile section of the Wichita Falls Public Library and placed in the adult section. And the federal government has now stepped in and said, you take it out of the adult section and put it right back in the children's section. Hey, they ain't for us. They don't care if you elect a Republican or a Democrat. They ain't for us. You can't even send your child to a library. You better go with them. They say, listen, the Justice Department, Attorney Janet Reno, has weakened porno laws that now I'm telling you, if you're going to survive, you're going to have to fight it or die with it. Now, let me preach for a few minutes. But I want to give you some reasons why you shouldn't look at pornography. Number one, the society that you live in. Physical violence is produced by pornography. You look at this society, you want to know what's wrong. Why is everybody so violent? Why is everybody so cruel? Why is all the atrocities and the butchering and slaughtering? I mean, we just picked up the paper last week, and a woman's found in a resort area up in Denver, Colorado. They cut her head off. And you wonder, where is all this coming from? It's coming from pornography. Thomas Shryo, he assaulted a young girl by the name of Lloyd James. He abused her alive. He abused her dead. He chewed on her body because he had been looking at porn since he was 6 years old. And if you're going to blame guns, not the killer, then you better blame porn for the violent killing. 9 million people a day click on the internet for porn. Listen to me. 9 million people a day click on the net for porn. 5 million of them are men. 50% of them get hooked. 50% of them are married. Cable and net have poured porn into these homes, into these hearts, into these lives. And I'm telling you, the next millennium is going to produce 1,000, 1,000,000 of these Thomases that have sat and looked until they become so violent they have to go kill somebody. They have to. You don't understand. You get into it, you have to hurt somebody. It unlocks such passions. It unlocks such wickedness down in the heart of man he never knew was there. Porn is the preparation, motivation, and instruction for violent atrocities. St. Petersburg, Florida, Two boys, one 7 years old, one 9 years old. Took a pair of pliers and a screwdriver and killed a little baby girl because they had been looking at porn all day long. Porn took two little innocent boys and turned them into devils and turned them into monsters. And you're going to sit tight and tell me you can handle it. You're going to keep it under your mattress and you're going to look at it on the tube and then you're going to tell me everything's going to be all right in your life. Now I'm telling you crazy. It destroys people. Porn is after every individual. It's after every position in society. Don't play no favorites. Don't play with the rich. Don't play with the poor. Plays with everybody. It's after every male, every female, young and old. Don't make no difference to porn. Can I take you into the Dean Office of Divinity at Harvard University? A man that they revered highly, a theologian. They said that he had expanded the roles of religion and morality in public life. This man was honored at Harvard. This man was forced to resign in shame when 1,000 pictures of porn were found on his university computer. Can I tell you there's not a place that porn don't want to go? It wants in every office. It wants in every university. It wants in every church. Listen, porn ain't scared of you, and it ain't scared of your church, and it's not scared of your children, and it's not scared of your threats. Hey, it's louder and more violent than I am. I couldn't get as mean as porn. Ted Bundy killed and tortured 33 young girls. Chewed half of them up. They put him in an electric chair down in Florida. Before he died, he said, porn did it. But you know where he got his first porn book? From his grandfather. Granddaddy turned his grandson into a monster! It's granddaddy! And we think it's all right! We think it's okay to sit and thumb through the pages thinking everything's going to be all right. That's what we think. Can I take you into the Zion Lutheran Church in the Houston Heights with the pastor Don Carlson's there? Can I tell you that the custom agents raided his church and home and found porn, child porn? Hey, there ain't no position sacred. It don't care if it's a church or not. It don't care if you're saved or not. It don't care. Listen, it don't fear a church. It don't fear a pastor. It don't fear a pastor's wife. Porn will get a hold of anybody. Can I take you into the mayor's office in Port Huron, Michigan? Can I take you into the mayor's office? Well, there's a man, Gerald Ackerman. He had been honored and awarded by the National Association of Social Workers for Social Work. He had been advertised as a role model for children. Tonight, he's charged with 6 counts of first-degree criminal sexual assault. He's charged with 5 counts of criminal sexual conduct. He's charged with 2 counts of production of child porn material and 1 count of indecent exposure. He faces prison now. You say, what in the world could take a man that's got all that education and all that recognition and all that notoriety and all that position, what could walk into his office and take him and pull him out and send him down, down where the children are to take those hands and put them around innocent little children? You tell me what can be that cruel? You tell me what can be that mean? I'm telling you, porn did it to him. And you think it's going to fear you, Rambo? Hey, listen. Person looking at porn, he don't care what he does to people. He's got a selfish passion that he's going to satisfy. He doesn't care if it's you, your boy, your girl, your husband. He don't care. He's lost his mind. Can I take you over to Deer Park Elementary School? Was a school teacher by the name of Ernest Davis, 38 years old, just sentenced to life in prison in this city. Porn material, child porn. Police searched his home and found his computer full of it. He was voted the Teacher of the Year teacher of the year, and you're going to trust your child with the teacher of the year? Listen, he took those students, he brought them into his house, he set them before those screens, he plugged in those tapes, he pumped that garbage into their mind, he abused those children. So what can take a man? What can take the teacher of the year and bring him down to destroy not only him, his wife, his job, but thousands of children? Can I take you to NASA? Space engineer. Worked on the space station. Worked on the space flights. He just went to prison. Porn. Porn got an engineer. Hey, I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care what position you got. I don't care at all. You see, nakedness and nudity is devilish. And the devil knew that if he could ever get the clothes off Adam and Eve, he knew violence was going to follow. He knew it would follow. He went for their clothes. And I'm telling you today, in society and all over this world, they're pulling their clothes off and the minds of men are becoming worse than devils. There's no stopping this deadly flow of wickedness. It has flowed uninterrupted into universities, government offices, businesses, churches, homes, schools, corporations. It cannot be stopped. It will not be stopped. Las Vegas, Nevada, 19 years old. A 19-year-old boy named Jeremy Strothmeyer, pleaded guilty to molesting and strangling a 7-year-old girl. A 19-year-old boy took his 19-year-old hands, put them around the throat of that little girl and choked the life out of her. Carried her off in a bathroom stall, and the security cameras shot the whole thing. At the trial, his mama stood before the judge, said evil influences got into his life. The judge says, what evil influences was that? She said he bought a computer 7 months ago. He started looking at porn. It only took 7 months to take a 19-year-old boy and turn him into a murderer. Some of you sitting here have been looking at it longer than that. You ain't got much longer left, buddy. You're going to make the front page of the paper. Hey, I'm telling you, you better listen to me tonight. And for God's sake, you're not listening to me. You're not listening. No, hey, girl, you're not listening to me. Boy, you're not listening. You ain't listening. If I really preached it to you, you'd walk out. If I really read to you, if I really preached to you what I saw, what I read. I went to the library. I checked out the books. They got books that thick down there. The effects of porn in society. And I'm skirting around the edges, but they didn't. They didn't skirt around no edges. 7 months, this teenager became a monster. 7 months, he became a murderer and a molester. And I wonder how long it's going to take you to destroy your life and society. Can I give you another reason why you shouldn't look at porn? It's because of sanity. Porn destroys the soundness of the mind. It affects the reasoning of the mind. It influences the senses and thinkings and thoughts. You see, the violence of Noah's day, remember the Bible said that violence filled the earth, and it had everything to do with the daughters of men. They were fair. They tall themselves up. Caught everybody's attention. You see, what porn does, it'll begin to pound on the door of your mind until you let it in. And once it gets in the mind, it gets those keys. It unlocks those forbidden chambers down in the heart. And then it goes down into the heart with those keys and unlocks doors down inside your heart and opens up. It opens up rooms and lets things out that you never thought was there. That your mother and daddy never dreamed would come out of you. And all the there's a wall of preaching right there with the Jeffrey Dahmers of society to take a butcher knife and slaughter two boys, her own flesh and blood. And you think it's so simple. You think it's so innocent. Society thinks it's so innocent. Porn there. Porn freaks surf the internets, live in the chat rooms. They come through the chat rooms boasting and lying and inviting, deceiving, looking for victims just to satisfy their lusts and please their passions. That's all they do. They live in those chat rooms like a spider weaving a web, waiting for an innocent insect to fly into it, and they walk out there and they wrap that web around and round and round till it can't move. They suck the blood out of it and leave an innocent shell. And that's exactly what they do. They spent their days and nights filling their minds and hearts with the most filth that comes out of hell. Then they go looking for you. You wouldn't believe it. How many cars are patrolling this neighborhood and this city tonight just looking for innocent victims? Amen. And you think you can handle the nighttime. And you think you can handle it all, but you can't. There's no way you can handle it. No way at all. Another reason why you shouldn't look at porn, because of suicides. You know, anything must be feared that would cause people to destroy their own life. Anything. Pornography can cause, has caused, will cause many deaths in the form of suicide. A retired Air Force general pilot, he committed suicide a few months ago in Kennebunkport, Maine. He walked out on the second floor of his sun deck. He took the American flag and he turned it upside down and raised it, which is a universal sign of distress. He walked right back into his house, took a plastic bag and pulled it over his head, tied it with a shoestring, committed suicide. That was the fourth man in that ring that had done it. You see what they had done? They had started an international porn ring made up of prominent men. They had a chat room called the Wonderland, and they lured young boys and girls into their business and sold their pictures all over America until the federal agents found them. Tell you, God spared somebody and spared us the misery by taking them and killing them. They deserved worse than they got, and got everything they deserved when they got to where they were going. You're going to step into the Wonderland chat room. You're going to talk. The guy you think's your age, the guy you think is so in love and looking for companionship, you'll walk in the hands of a monster.
You're right.
And that army general,
you're
right. That army general was just too much shame. Wars couldn't kill him. Enemies couldn't kill him. The battles couldn't kill him. And in his retirement, porn killed him. That means porn's stronger than any battle, any enemy, and any fight that is ever in. There was a man by the name of Robert Paul, and he's 17 years old. He overpowered a teenage girl and assaulted her. He poured gas on her body, burned her alive, went home, got a gun, went down to the school, shot one student, shot up the school, went home, shot himself. When they walked into his bedroom, they found him laying dead in the middle of a pile of hardcore magazines. Go ahead, keep reading. Enjoy it. It'll destroy your life. It's going to destroy your mind and your wife. You honestly think you can handle it. Let me give you this thought here. The last one, aren't you glad? Another reason why you shouldn't look at porn, because of the Scriptures. Did you know the Bible teaches us, the first lesson in the Bible, that you better be careful what you're looking at?
Amen.
You know, we see Eve, and all she's doing is looking at forbidden fruit. That's all she's doing. We find her looking. She's just looking. But she looked until she reached out and took it.
Right.
And she couldn't keep it. She had to give it to somebody else.
Right.
And then the whole thing snowballed. And the Bible said, wherefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for all have sinned. Why? She looked. She looked. Why did people die? She looked. Why did her baby boy die? She looked. All men became sinners. Porn's just like it. You look at it till you got to take it. Eventually, if you keep looking, you're going to take it. You can't help it. Stronger men, wiser men, more prominent men, more educated men than you have fell into a trap. You'll look till you take it. When you take it, you're going to give it to others. They're going to take it. They're going to destroy other people. You know what the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 29? Men and brethren, let us speak freely unto you of the patriarch David. The Bible calls David a patriarch. A patriarch is a father. A worshipped, honored father. A patriarch is a founder. A patriarch is almost godlike in the eyes of the people. And listen to this patriarch, who was the sweet psalmist of Israel and a man after God's own heart. It come to pass in the evening tide, David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. He's just looking. He's just looking. That's all. He's just looking. David sent messengers and took her. He looked till he took her. He looked till he took her. And you're going to look until you take her. You see, I just didn't preach what the Bible said. I preached to you what's happening today. And listen to David. When Nathan comes in to preach to David, listen to what he says. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and his children. It did eat of his own meat, drank of his own cup, lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared not to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb. Who cares who she belongs to? He done look. He don't care if that's somebody's daughter. He don't care if that's somebody's wife. He don't care. They get their passions lit from looking. And they don't care if it's your daughter. They don't care how much you bring her to church. They don't care how much you love her, sir. They don't care. They ain't never going to care. The only thing they care about is satisfying the passions of their heart. They don't care. Who cares who he hurts? Can I take you to Calvary? He's despised and rejected of men. Man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes were healed. For we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know what God the Father did? He took that bucket of slime. He took all the filth of pornography. Took all that stinking sewer from hell. Poured it on his divine, darling, precious, perfect Son. Poured every picture, every deed, every wicked thought. He poured it on the Son of God. The Bible said it wounded him. The Bible said there was grief. It brought death. If it did that to Jesus, it's going to do it to you, cable watcher. Going to do it to you, HBO lover. Showtime. It's going to do it to you. Piano player, you come for a minute. Sister Phil, play me something, would you? That's okay, sis. Play Phil. You know what John said? John, he said, I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. He said, behold, I'll cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. God's going to throw America into hell. God's going to throw every man and every woman and every boy and a girl into hell that enjoys the filth and the slime of this world and this thing called pornography. And I'm going to tell you how you ought to heed the invitation tonight. Mama, you better get your kids and bring them to an altar. Husband, you better get your wife and come to an altar. You better come who have got no strength against it. Listen, every one of us feel the temptation of it every day. We know how strong it is, and we got grace. You think for 1 minute that you can handle it? You cannot. I'm telling you, you better come. Why you can't come, you better come. Why you will. It's going to destroy your country, your church, your home, your life, your children, and everything. There ain't no escaping it. Don't sit there, young man, so innocent. You better come. You better come. You're going to have to fight it every day for the rest of your life. It ain't going away. It ain't going away. You felt the tug, you felt the pull. It's a miracle that it hadn't done dragged us out. They won't ever thank you, God. They're in every corner of this city. They're in every amusement park. They're in every school. They're in every neighborhood. If you don't get the favor and the grace of God down upon your life, you're going to be a victim, because that's exactly what it wants out of you. Victim! Pornography is going to destroy your dreams. It's going to destroy your hopes. It's going to destroy your family. You're going to watch it destroy kinfolks. You're going to watch it destroy brothers and sisters. You're talking about something that wants every thought and every imagination evil continually. And without the grace of God, and without the Word of God, and the church that Gary preached about, we hadn't got a hope. We better feel the fear of it, because it don't fear us. You better come, boy. You better bring that girl. You better bring her. You better bring her! What are you sitting there for? It's after you. You better come! You ain't got no grace. You can't fight it. You better come get Jesus in your heart. There ain't going to be a place that you're not going to take your children, that they're not going to see it. If it ever lights forbidden fires in our heart, I'm telling you, we're just about doomed. You got to pluck your eyes out and cut your feet off and your hand off to get away with it. You know how important the grace of God is? You know how important it is to be saved? Because that slime, along with all the rest that the world's got, is going to dirty and pull us down into the mire, and our feet will get so stuck we'll never get out. God, help me! Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. There's stuff stronger than I am. Help me, Lord. I can't handle this by myself.